After Senator John Kerry defeated President Bush by 11,000 votes in Wisconsin last year, state Republicans claim there were widespread voting problems in the Democratic stronghold of Milwaukee. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic has helped lead a lengthy investigation of the matter. He said this week that he's found maybe a couple dozen cases of fraud and some sloppy record-keeping, but no conspiracy to affect the election. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Thomas Holbrook says that's a significant statement coming from a Bush-appointed prosecutor.
I think it'll take a little bit of air out of the sort of vote fraud bandwagon that seems to have been gathering a bit over in Madison.
Holbrook is referring to Republican attempts to pass a photo ID requirement for voters and some other GOP-led changes that Governor Jim Doyle is trying to stop. Holbrook also says out of hundreds of thousands of votes cast in Milwaukee County, to find just a couple or a few dozen problems is not statistically significant. Still, Republicans and others continue to push for improvements to the voting system. Holbrook says one thing that would help is better training for poll workers.
Spend a little money on administering the elections. You get professional people administering the elections, pay people to work at the polls. You know, avoid situations where you have long lines and poll workers who are really rushed because they're so busy. I think if we invest a little bit in democracy, we'll get more back.
Some of the voting reform proposals in Madison do call for better help at the polls. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.